It's time for Conversations with the Mayor, brought to you by the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro. Their annual State of the Community Report event is coming up on September 14th at 8 a.m. at the Friday Center. This annual event is a comprehensive presentation with the latest data on the well-being of Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro across social, economic, and environmental indicators. You can buy tickets online at carolinachamber.org. And we are welcoming now to the program Carrboro Mayor Damon Siles. Thanks for joining us on a Friday afternoon.
Hey there, good to hear your voice again.
And I wanted to get right into it today because the town council will be meeting next week, and it kind of feels like we're making that full transition from summer back into fall, where there's usually a lot of business that gets done. So I wonder if you could give us kind of a highlight of what business you expect the council to take up next week.
Sure, yes, this will be our first town council meeting in Carrboro since the summer recess. So it being the second Tuesday of the month, however, it will be a work session. It won't be a regular business meeting. We'll be discussing in particular a couple of issues related to streets and traffic, specifically having a conversation about the town's connected roads or connected streets policy. I think the important thing to be looking out for there is just some discussion about how the council can be doing a better job of applying that policy consistently across the board rather than sort of ad hoc the way it has been done over the last couple of decades. We want to make that process, I think, on that policy a little clearer, less confusing for folks. And then the other issue we'll be talking about is the town's traffic calming request policy. Often the town will receive requests from neighborhoods to make some changes to a street or add some safety features like speed bumps and so on to calm the traffic in those neighborhoods. And the policy, you know, I think there's some general consensus on the council and among community members we're hearing from that policy and that process could be a little simpler and more straightforward. So we're going to talk about that as well and hopefully learn some things from the staff about how we could approach that differently.
It's the voice of Carrboro Mayor Damon Siles. He joins us each Friday afternoon to get your weekend started right. And one of the kind of smaller news stories that keeps popping up out of Carrboro that I know impacts a lot of people in certain neighborhoods, but that's been what's going on with Bolin Creek. We had a bridge down on the Bolin Creek Trail for a while from a storm a few weeks ago, and I understand that repair has been completed. And then we've also got what happens next for Bolin Creek and the engagement survey from the community and other ways that the community can give feedback on that.
Yeah, so folks may remember a couple of weeks ago when that weird storm blew through the community. A tree came down and damaged one of the bridge over Bolin Creek near Chapel Hill High School. The damage was significant enough that it became a safety issue. So we had to close the bridge and just sort of get some engineers out there and make sure we understood what the issue was. We have figured out a sort of temporary repair. They've placed some new supports under the bridge and made it essentially safe to use again while they get the parts in place for a permanent repair. They've been talking to a consultant with the company that helped build the original bridge, and of course we're all now used to the phrase supply chain disruptions. We're going to take us a little bit longer than we'd like to get those replacement parts in for the bridge, but it is now safe to use again with these temporary supports, and we'll get the permanent repair in place in the next several months.
And then we also, of course, have the long-term plan for the Bolin Creek Greenway, which is still in the development phase, and there's community feedback coming from that. What's the latest on that process?
Yeah, so listeners, especially in Carrboro, will know that we've got this Bolin Creek Greenway project. We've finished portions of it and constructed a couple of segments of the project, but we are still in the process of figuring out how to complete the rest of it. There's an online survey going on right now in Carrboro. Encourage all Carrboro residents to take it, basically to help us figure out how to approach those final segments of the project. We'll probably have that survey up for the rest of this month. The council will receive a report from staff about that, as well as some related issues, probably mid-October. And, you know, hopefully come to a decision and wrap up that project once and for all.
Speaking of ongoing projects, we also had a portion of Greensboro closed briefly for a concrete pour at the 203 South Greensboro project. What's the latest on that one?
Yeah, that was this morning, starting very, very early. So we sent an alert out to make sure the neighbors understood what the issue was. But yeah, we had a big concrete pour again this morning at the 203 project. I don't know if this is the final pour, but it should be one of the last major pours for the project. But this happened early this morning. I think they were planning to start around 4 a.m. or so. And as far as I know, I haven't heard that there were any, you know, any issues with it. So yeah, back to business as usual there. Just watch out if you're, especially if you're a driver or you're walking or biking around the 203 project on South Greensboro Street. Just keep be especially alert for strange traffic patterns and people not quite knowing what to do.
And I think the last time we talked about that project, the headline was that it was still on schedule to finish at the estimated time. Are we still in that time frame?
Yes, miraculously still on schedule with the project. So we're looking to finish up construction by, you know, late spring, early next summer.
That's before we even know it. That'll be here, I'm sure.
That's right.
I was excited to see that this is Second Friday, and the Second Friday Art Walk is back in Carrboro.
Yes, Chapel Hill and Carrboro have for many years had both formally and informally had a Second Friday Art Walk. Always a great day. Of course, you're probably tired of me saying this, but one of my favorite places to be on Second Friday is at Peel Art Gallery in downtown Carrboro on Rosemary Street. They always have a new exhibit opening to coincide with the Second Friday Art Walk. So they do have a new opening reception for that this evening, which should be a lot of fun. And so that happens every month at Peel, which is a really great, become a really great institution for downtown Carrboro. But yeah, there's a lot of other art to happen to see in Carrboro and Chapel Hill this weekend. And of course, there's also where I am down in Raleigh this weekend for at least part of the weekend, the Hopscotch Music Festival. And yeah, there's a lot going on. The fall is always a fun time in this area, and looking ahead to the October 1st for the Carrboro Music Festival, which is going to be another big day for us.
That's right. We've got that coming up. We got West End Poetry Festival coming up in October. It does kind of feel like Hopscotch almost is the gateway to fall festival season.
It is. It's very busy this year, much, much busier than last year's.
We're visiting with Carrboro Mayor Damon Siles. We got a couple minutes left if there's anything else you wanted to mention that we haven't gotten to yet.
No, I just, like you said at the top of the segment, we're kind of getting back into gear for town business. The town council will start meeting again on Tuesday and start getting some things done and looking toward, you know, election season being over and hopefully quickly and painlessly. yeah, just looking ahead to the next few months of getting things done before the election and on toward the holidays.
Carrboro Mayor Damon Siles, thank you so much for joining us and have a good weekend.
Thanks. Talk to you soon.